USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Republicans in Washington and around the nation are calling out President Biden's vaccine mandate Thursday as authoritarian, here's what's in Biden's demands of Americans. All employers with more than 100 employees must be vaccinated or pay the roughly $100 test every week. Either the employee or the employer must pay for the test. Workers at Medicare and Medicaid facilities must be fully vaccinated. Members of the executive branch and contractors that do business with the feds must be vaccinated, period. No testing option, making it a one-size-fits-all medical mandate. President Biden, in a threat, says he's going after governors that don't share his point of view.
School officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them. These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Biden took no questions from reporters. 15 governors have called out Biden on Thursday. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's take a look at the current crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Rocky reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At some time in our lives, we must face the fact that retirement will happen to us all. When that day comes, how do you want to be remembered? NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick on Motor Racing Network talks about his own meeting with the inevitable.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I think I'll leave that for people to decide. You know, I think for me, it's kind of like last week. You know, there's a whole bunch of them sitting over in the grass climbing out of their cars, and I'm trying to figure out how to get mine to the start-finish line. So, you know, it's those types of things that you want people to realize that you gave it all you had and never quit, always did everything you could to get everything, every single piece out of every single situation to do the best that you could. And you know, hopefully in the end, you've done enough to have people think about things like that and see what it all winds up being after you're done.
As a somber America remembers 9/11 this weekend, the children that lost parents that fateful day are remembered too. Tim Berg reports.
Many children who lost parents on 9/11 are reflecting 20 years later on how they were impacted by the trauma. Marie Klein's mother, Susan, an insurance executive, was killed that day. Marie says it inspired her to become a social worker specializing in anxiety. She says the pain of losing her mother has never gone away, but it's been mitigated by her work helping others. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.